Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
High crotch, bring it back, single leg, swing. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
Okay.
Let me teach you how to wrestle.
Wow, wow, wow. NCAA is what a tournament. Man, did Vito wrestle tough or what? Talk about coming back. I mean, you know, two losses in the season to Crookham and then just owned him. I mean, hats off to both guys, right? We're certainly not putting anyone down. And Dayton Fix, I know that's got to be hard. I mean, going down for the fourth time in the finals. But think about how many people ever made it that far and just how good you are. And I get it. Like, people are older and, you know, there's and we've talked a lot about this. And I know I've seen a lot of people saying, like, hey, there shouldn't be, like, there's got to be an age limit. I do think there should be an age limit, but the reality is there's not right now. So everyone's on equal playing field in that regard, that right now people can stay longer. Whatever it is. Like, you know what I mean? There's always going to be some rules that aren't fair, but, I mean, that's not Dayton's fault or Vito or anyone like that. So, you know, they might be a little bit older, but, I mean, like I said, hats off to Dayton Fix. I mean, I thought Vito took it to him. Like, he was really, I like how he was aggressive the whole time. He was really moving. He might have been rushing a little bit, but I liked how he stayed active. I think for the Worlds, he's going to have to, and, you know, far be it for me to critique the technique of Vito, who knows a lot more than me, but I like maybe less straight on shots, more a little bit angles, but he does it. He was doing that there. And like I said, who am I to critique that? Let's address the elephant in the room. These instant replays are ridiculous. They need to ban, and this is a controversial statement right here, but this is me. No instant replays. None. If you had to do an instant replay, if it's like you absolutely have to, 30 seconds. You get 30 seconds to review the call, and that's it. That's it. But if you have to ask me my opinion, and I'm entitled to it, it's like you are yours, I would say no instant replay, and here's why. It takes away from the endurance of the sport. It changes the match. Like Vito said, it breaks up. Now, I get it. Look, these are the rules now, so you just have to deal with it. I'm not making excuses. You got to wrestle. And like how Vito said, like the injury, you know, the time, well, it wasn't just the instant replays, but it was also the blood time, which could happen in any match. You know, you don't get into the rhythm. So yes, that's the rhythm. But more importantly, wrestling, you want to wrestle. You want to encourage action. And I mean, I think if we're talking about how to get people to not like our sport, have long instant replays. Now listen, hang on a second. Everyone wants to see justice being served. That's a human need. It's a virtue. Justice is a virtue. So we all want justice. We all want the right call to be made. These refs overall are doing an excellent job. You have to say it. With things moving so fast, these refs are doing an excellent job. Okay? It's not like some of these other state tournaments refs. These NCAA refs are doing a great job. But like, here's the other thing. If we're so focused on, like, we have to get this call right at the expense of everything else, I think that's symptomatic of a bigger issue. I think that's a symptomatic of a bigger issue. Wrestling is supposed to teach us life lessons. Life lesson number one, Life's not fair. The right thing doesn't always happen. And I'm not saying we're happy about that, okay? I'm not talking about relativism. I'm not talking about subjectivism. There is an objective. There is an objective right and wrong. I get it. But things don't always work out like that, and we have to be able to move things along. Okay, the finals being like 3.5 hours, this is crazy in my opinion. And for a guy like me who is like in shape, like maybe not the best technician, but I worked real hard to get in shape, the last thing I want is my opponent to get a break. That's not fair. Go back to the Gable matches where it was 3-3-3. So it seems like with like all the sports, things get softer and softer over time. I think this is a little bit of like a catering to that. Again, just my opinion. We all want justice. We all want the right call. I don't want to see anyone get cheated, but the right thing's got to, you know, and the right thing's got to happen. And it's funny because then in certain situations you can't, then there's no, like a lot of things are open to interpretation. So like my senior year of high school, I had one loss and it was in the state quarterfinals. I was winning 6-3 on top with 26 seconds left in the match. And I got hit with my first warning for stalling. Okay. Warning. Point, and then with 2 seconds left on the clock, 2 points. I finished the match on top. I lost the match 7-6. But you can't review stall calls. Okay, like if you're on the ankle, yeah, but like just in general, stall calls could be hit at any time. You can't review that. And like I could go back and say, well, oh, this and that. That taught me a big lesson. That taught me a very important lesson in life. That sometimes you get the call, sometimes you don't get the call. And that's life. And be grateful. Thanks be to God when you get the call. And when you don't get the call, that's fine too. This is a sport. And my coach, I got to say this about Don Ernst, who is my coach, God rest his soul. He did not harp on the bad calls at all. Everyone in my life spoke to me about the bad calls. Oh, you got hosed and this and that. He didn't say anything about that. He said, when you get a guy on his back, because I had a fireman's carry, he said, if you split his legs and you were elbow deep, that match would have ended with him on his back. And he made the comment, you need to take the referee out of the match. And that was an important lesson. That's a more important lesson, not just in wrestling, but also in life, than if that call would have been overturned and perfect justice would have happened. What lesson would have learned? Yeah, like, okay, yes. Was my heart ripped out of my chest and my dreams were crushed? Yes. No one wants to see that. But we have to look to the greater good, the greater picture. First of all, people have a life. It's not just about wrestling. I love wrestling, but we can't have matches that are going that long, the whole tour. And people say, well, look, we don't want to see anyone's, you know, dreams are being determined. Dreams are always being determined. Dreams are being, you know how many dreams I've seen crushed in wrestle-offs? We work with a lot of top private schools, Catholic schools. Dreams get crushed in the practice room in wrestle-offs. Dreams get crushed in the dual meets because coaches make decisions based on what happened in the dual meets. Dreams get crushed in preseason tournaments. Mid-season tournaments, end of the season tournaments, it happens. So we have to speed wrestling along. And I would say, no, that what they had at the NCAAs in terms of a headquarters of the calls and all those different angles, this is absurd. And it's symptomatic of a greater issue that, like, we have to get this just right. And it's like, no, life isn't fair. You need to teach kids that life isn't fair. And you need to move on. And you need to take the ref out of the match. And it doesn't happen all the time because a lot of people are neck and neck, but that's just the way the balls bounce. And some days the balls don't bounce your way that day. Maybe the next day the balls will bounce your way. And thanks be to God when they do.
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
That's my point. I would say no instant replays. Right there, as I said, thanks be to God. One thing I noticed, this is by far one of the most Christian sports. How many times I've heard God thanked after the NCAAs, and as far as just a religious sport, hearing about Jesus, our Lord, and now this is during Holy Week. We're in Lent. We're coming in at the final couple days of Holy Week, of Holy Thursday coming up, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and then Easter Sunday. And there was a lot of people who were Figueroa, after winning, he blessed himself, and his mother was holding the rosary beads, and I love it. It's like, you're watching EWTN, And there's the Blessed Mother Mary's, her weapon, the powerful weapon of the rosary in her hand. She was holding the rosary, her rosary beads the whole match. And this was a gift given to us from heaven with Mary Immaculate, the mother of our Lord. So I thought that was great. And again, Brooks, Carr, all these guys talking about our Lord. Like I said, Figueroa making the sign of the cross on national television, the mother holding the rosary beads with the crucifix hanging. And especially with this, that was the day before Palm Sunday. So the NCAAs. So hats off to these wrestlers. You know what it is? It gives them a certain level of perspective. I know they talk about it at Iowa, Penn State, all these places, Ohio State. Like they're talking about the importance of faith and keeping things in perspective. And faith really does keep things in perspective. So these athletes, there's a reason why they're winning, and it's because they have the right perspective. When you have the right perspective, you could wrestle free. Parker, he spoke about it. I know I'm missing other people. You know, there were several. Henson brought it up. Like, I know I'm missing guys. Penn State heavyweight. You know, there was a lot of people who brought up. And I know I'm missing people here, but a lot of people talking about faith. So it's a big deal. And especially during Holy Week, I think we'd all benefit from really entering deeper into our Lord's passion. And it's not just about natural gain and natural success. Yes, that's a result of it, but really entering deep into our Lord's passion, realizing, you know, he died for me. He died for you. He died for me. And even if you were the one person in this world, Jesus would have still come and died for you. And that's powerful. And like I said, that's far beyond sports. And if sports is just, I mean, I think a lot of these guys also realize they're great athletes. God gave them a purpose. And that purpose is to give them a platform to talk about the glory of God and helping you. So we should all, one of my regrets is I didn't say this a lot of time, not that I was interviewed that much, but I could have, even after matches, I should have thanked God more. And that probably made me wrestle worse because I wasn't thinking as much about my faith. Even though faith was always important to me, it wasn't sometimes at the forefront of my mind like it is for a lot of these other people with the 100% Jesus headbands. So, and that's a good practice, a good spiritual practice. Anytime our Lord's name is mentioned, whenever you hear it, whenever it's said, you show devotion by bowing your head. So, faith, that was a great thing. Like I said, really awesome. It's got to be one of the most Christian sports in all of college sports. I mean, wrestling, you just see a lot of people are talking about their faith. Awesome. Awesome. Just awesome. And especially during Holy Week. So let's use this opportunity to really dive deeper into our Lord's passion, knowing that if we make the total gift of ourselves, like our Lord did on the cross, we imitate him. After the crucifixion is always the resurrection. So, you know, great stuff. Great. What else? Man, I mean, just so many guys wrestling really tough out there. I mean, those matches with, you know, again, seeing Makai Lewis and Starachi and Shane Griffith in there and Carr and O'Toole. And these guys are just, I mean, you know, talk about being mentally tough. Guys going after each other. Messenbrink. I mean, all these guys, they're just aggressive. Levi Haynes, these guys are getting after it. You see the best wrestlers, they could score. They could get to the leg. You watch Parker Kukaisen wrestle. We did a show with him. I mean, he was really looking to wrestle free, and he did. It's like you turn your back, you turn your head in the first period, and he's already got 6 or 7 points up on the board. Yeah, that's how you want to wrestle. So, like I said, there's just some initial thoughts. Kale, again, talking about how it's just a game, and it keeps things into perspective, and now Penn State is on to thinking about the next thing. Real hats off to Cornell. Wrestling tough. Wrestling really tough. I mean, we know it was going to be, and we all know that it was basically a run for second place. You know, no one's really competing with Penn State right now as far as a team. I'm not saying they can't be. Like, you know, everyone's human, but like, you know, the battle's for second place, and Cornell came out on top. And that's another good point. We all know Penn State, their sports psychologist, Bonnie Epstein. So Penn State, as dominant as they are, they have their sports psychologist who has their office right next to the wrestling room. Cornell in their picture. Who is in the picture? Dr. Shelley, the sports psychologist over at Cornell. And then at Michigan, our friend, Dr. Jared Spencer. He was in there with the picture. So those top three teams, Penn State, Cornell, Michigan, there's their sports psychologist right there. So there's no doubt about it. These teams are leaving They're not leaving their mindset to chance. They're putting it all out there on the table. And those people are in the pictures with these people. Or maybe Bonnie Epstein wasn't this year, but she's been in every single picture. And everyone knows she's a massive part of the success of Penn State. So, I mean, I know people are still asking us all the time about working with wrestling mindset. If you want to take that wrestling to the next level, look at Vito. He was able to bring out his best when it meant the most. I mean, he had losses during the year, didn't always look like himself. But when the time came, the cream tends to rise to the top. And if you're doing the right things, it's not always. We all know this. It's not fair. We know this is not a fair world. People always get what they deserve in this world. But we know that a lot of times the cream does rise to the top. And he did. So they're working on their mindset. They're not leaving it to chance. They have unbelievable perspective, these people. So make sure you're working on your mind. Make sure you DM us. We're happy to help you. Wrestling mindset. This is the best time of year to start with your mindset because it's fresh in your mind. Right after the season, it's fresh in your mind. It'll never be more fresh. You're going to start forgetting things as the spring goes on, the weather gets nicer. So now is when you want to start doing your mindset training, right? When do you want to give yourself to God? Now. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. When's the best time to do mindset training? Now. Similar thing. Making sure at a natural level, at a supernatural level, the faith is the most important thing, of course. At the natural level, there's nothing more important than mindset because, like I said, this whole the instant replays, to me, that's symptomatic of a softer generation. I get why it's done. I'm not putting it down. If you're going to do it, if you have to absolutely do it, there's got to be a time limit. There's just no excuse. Because what about the guy who's working real hard and is in real good shape? They might not be the most athletic or explosive, but they could wear the other guy down. Don't you want to see that guy get rewarded? I'd like to see that guy get rewarded. I feel like that was me. I was not an overly talented wrestler. I don't think I had a ton of gifts. I was a grinder in terms of going hard. So it's like, I don't want my opponent to get a break. Let's keep it fun. Let's keep the action going. That's what people are going to want in the sport of wrestling. So, like I said, just some initial thoughts with wrestling. Like I said, Kale saying it's just a game, keeping it in perspective, and now they're back in the gym. They're preparing for the next one. Always looking ahead. Not looking ahead in terms of pressure, but looking ahead. There's always going to be something next. And all these Penn State guys are saying that. There's always something next. We're looking for the next thing. Carter Storace winning a fourth NCAA title, and Aaron Brooks, two four-time state national champs, joining the likes of Patrick Smith, Kale Sanderson, Logan Stieber, Kyle Dake. Did I say Kale? I think I said Kale. Dake, Stieber, Yanni. Yanni, our guy Yanni, popping out of my head. They're the recent guys, right? And Yanni. And like, look at all those guys. They had to gut it out. Yanni had to gut out some heroic wins to win it. Logan Stieber had to gut out some heroic wins. And calls are always going to be part of the stuff, and that's okay. So hats off to these guys, man. I mean, when you think about just how good a guy like Yanni is, and then to think that these are two guys from Penn State who did it this year, incredible. It's incredible. So keep up the good work, everyone. Awesome wrestling season. And now is the time we prepare for next year. There's no better time than right now. Pretty soon, you're going to be the one running out on mat one. Not your opponent, not your family, not your friends, not your coaches. You're going to be the one out there on mat one. So you need to be ready, and you need to be ready mentally. Make sure you get a hold of us. Mindset makes the difference. Great NCAA tournament. We'll see you soon for the Olympic trials. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.